time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Living a vegan lifestyle. Let's talk about this. It's Jackie Morales, and I have been living a vegan lifestyle for 3 years now. And since I get questions and messages all the time on how one can make that transition to becoming a vegan, I thought it'd be a good idea if I brought my good friend Will Tucker in today. He is America's vegan trainer, and I'm more than sure he will answer any of the questions you might have. How are you doing today, Will?
Hey, thanks for having me, Jackie. How are you?
Blessed and excited to have you on the show today. I've been wanting to do this for quite some time, so thank you for being here. And the way I wanted to kick things off was maybe you just sharing your journey on becoming a vegan and that whole transition. What was it like for you?
So originally, you know, I'm from East St. Louis, Illinois. I'm a Midwestern meat and potato kind of guy, you know, my whole life. I moved out here to AZ in mid-2000, so it was 2005, and I was working in the corporate world in mortgage banking. And when the economy started getting bad, I spun off into training. However, when I was still working in the corporate world, it was some other friends from back home. We did a traditional Thanksgiving-type meal out here. That was Thanksgiving Day 2006, so I'd already been out here a year. And, you know, sit there, fellowship, do the thing, the turkey, trimmings, the whole nine, and eventually left and went home to my little tiny apartment. But, you know, you can't leave without this huge plate of leftovers. You know, try to feed you everything. And went back to my little apartment, flipping through channels, and wound up on the National Geographic channel.
Okay.
And there was a documentary on about animals being born and the connection between the baby and the mom.
Uh-huh.
So something about that documentary really drew me in, and there were different types of animals, you know, all kinds. I don't care if it was kangaroos, bears, cows, pigs, every type of animal you can imagine. And when it was over, I just thought to myself, yo, I'm eating somebody's baby. And I threw every piece of meat I had out of my house that day, Thanksgiving Day 2006. Now, I was vegetarian at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was still doing eggs, and you know how they sneak dairy in so many foods nowadays.
Yeah.
And still did that ever addicting cheese.
My God.
You know, I hear that so often, people can't give up the cheese.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Mm-hmm.
So I was still doing those things, and I led the vegetarian lifestyle for 5 years. Then on October 1st, 2011, I decided that month I was going to go vegan, you know, drop the eggs and cheese and the dairy stuff, be a little more conscious about reading labels.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks in, I never felt better. My recovery from my workouts were better. Certain joint pains I had from working out were gone. This is the way to live. And I haven't looked back since. So
wow.
I'm coming up on 7 years being full vegan.
Look at you. Absolutely love it. And the one thing that I think people need to understand is when you make that transition to becoming a vegan, it hits every area of your life, not just health, but emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually.
Yeah, it is. You notice so many things, not just the physical, like I talked about the recovery from workouts or joint pains to go away, especially when you drop that ever addicting dairy out of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But also the mental transformation, the mental clarity, you know, you become more conscious of so many other aspects of your life and things that you're doing. And also the spiritual journey that you go on, you become a lot more connected with yourself as well as the earth, the animals, everything. You become a lot more connected. I think that's probably one of the big issues. So many people are so out of touch in this fast paced, you know, instant gratification world. We just need to step back a little bit and kind of focus internally, spiritually, lead a good, compassionate vegan lifestyle. And I think that would clear up a lot of stuff that's happening in the world today.
Yeah.
Seriously.
There you go. You just hit the nail on the head. I couldn't agree with you more. And you know what? Nowadays, it seems like it's easier to make that transition.
Absolutely. And I mean, the research is out there for the health benefits, the impact that animal agriculture has on our planet.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the animal welfare. That's the main thing. As humans, we have zero biological need to eat animals, consume them, their secretions, their flesh, anything. We just don't need it to survive.
Yeah. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's talk about that, how you don't need it to survive. You are a perfect poster child for that. Not only are you a trainer, but you're a professional bodybuilder. How did that go for you as a vegan?
I competed competitively from 2009 to 2015.
Okay.
Now in 2009, mind you, I was still a vegetarian at that point, and I did okay. 2009, I got third place in the show I did, and I was pretty much doing about one a year. 2010, I did one, got second place, so things are on the upswing, right?
Yeah.
Hey, hey. And 2011, after transitioning to vegan, that's when I won my first overall title, won my pro card, and it went on from that first one to win three more overall titles. So, four-time natural bodybuilding champion. I only compete in natural organizations. They're polygraphed and urine tested, and I've won four titles as a 100% vegan.
Shoot, there you go. Show off them muscles. You know, yesterday when we were talking, you were saying how you feel you're old. Boy, you need to stop. You look like you're aging backwards. You're celebrating a birthday today.
That's right. It is my
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Will.
Big 48.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I think we've had this conversation, but I'm like, there's no way. Because the whole time I'm thinking we're around the same age, I'm like, I think I might be a little older than Will, but
no,
that's awesome.
I could be your grandfather.
No.
You know, everybody has a role in it one by one as people start to wake up, as they say. Don't the kids say woke nowadays?
Yeah, stay woke.
Stay woke. So as people start to wake up and learn more about what they're putting in their bodies, and like you said, the environmental impact and, of course, the animal welfare aspect of it, people are starting to wake up and make the right changes and get out of the clutch of corporations that have them conditioned. And, you know, we've all been led down that path, you know, generationally speaking, you know, because your grandma and your mom was raised this way, and your dad and uncle, brothers, and you just been doing things from, you know, early childhood just by default, kind of, you know, just because they did it, and that's just kind of the way you did.
Yes, that right there. That's exactly it. Is what people need to understand is the food that we're eating today is not the same food we were eating back then. You got to educate yourself. That is key here. What's another way someone can get more answers to their questions about veganism?
There are some good documentaries out there. There are plenty of plant-based doctors now.
Yes.
Trainers like myself. The information is out there, and it's truly the way I think we're meant to live. I don't have any health ailments, haven't been to a doctor since I don't know when. I mean, I do believe they play a role to traditional MDs for surgeries and things like that, but it shouldn't be a part of your daily life, your maintenance. You know, when you see people taking a cocktail of prescription medications, when all they have to do is change us at the end of that fork.
Yeah.
And be surprised. Medications give you access to what I always refer to as disease management. Mm-hmm. You're just living with it, managing it.
Preach. You just gave me the chill. So, Will, what would be a good maybe documentary that one can watch maybe on Netflix or something to get a little bit more educated on it?
Definitely What the Health. That one came out, I believe, probably over a year ago now. And that's been the one that really, here we go with that woke thing again, awakened a lot of people.
Yeah.
I got so many messages after people saw that. It was a lot of bias in it. Some people believe, like, maybe certain industries, they're pushing plants on us. You have no idea what those big corporations are pushing on you. It made a lot of people think and it woke them up. So What the Health is definitely a powerful one.
Yeah, we watched that one at least three different times. What if someone wants to reach out to you personally? Like, if they have questions on health or maybe even training, do you offer, like, health coaching? And do you work with people that might be on some kind of medications right now?
Oh, yeah. I do that on a daily basis. When people reach out to me, they're typically type 2 diabetic, high blood pressure, on the verge of getting heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disorders. I see people from all walks of life, and it's all been caused by years and years of consuming the standard American diet.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of junk in the trunk. So if someone does have questions, how can they reach out to you?
You can connect with me on Instagram at Will Tucker Fitness. Same thing on Facebook.
You gotta love Facebook. Well, you're so amazing. I love what you do for the community, the way you come in and help anybody who might need help, you know, with that transition and bettering their lifestyle and what that transition does for the environment, and most importantly, what it does for our animals. So if you're listening right now, this message is more than likely for you, and I just want you to know that there is help out there.
Yeah, it's a journey. Don't get discouraged. The information is there. I'm here for you if you need me. WillTuckerFitness.com, Facebook, you know where to find me. And just start your journey. That's what I would encourage your listeners to do. Just start. Make those small changes and be consistent with it. And next thing you know, you'll be looking back. It'll be months, years, and you'll notice the changes. Once you feel it, it's undeniable.
Okay, and the last question, where do you get your protein from?
I knew that was coming.
I know being a vegan, that's probably the most annoying question that can be asked, but it's an important one, you know, because a lot of people are uneducated on where you get your protein when you're vegan.
That's true. So how about if we start with where don't I get my protein?
That's Let's even flip better. It.
I don't get it from meat. I don't get it from eggs. I don't get it from supplements and powders and pills and potions that you see in most of these so-called I use the air quotes, health food stores. So now your listeners are like, okay, well, that's what they do. That's what the big buff guys at the gym do. That's what this person does. Where do you get your protein? Short answer, plants.
Yep. That's simple enough for me and to the point. What about fruit? Let's talk fruits.
Fruit. All right. You know, fruit is probably the best food that we can use or consume being humans. I think we're truly frugivores at the core. Fruit often gets a bad rap because of sugars in it. However, these are different types of sugars. It's naturally occurring sugar that occurs, you know, in nature, as opposed to refined processed sugars that you see in most of the foods up and down the aisles of your local supermarket. All you have is a seed, sunlight, and water, you know, metabolic energy from the sun, and you get this awesome array of just vital nutrition. High water content fruits are going to be the best thing you can give your body. Not only do you get the hydration aspect of it, but you also load your body with vitamins, antioxidants, phytonutrients, all the things. And those simple sugars are what we truly, truly need to thrive on a cellular level. So anybody that may be struggling with any type of condition, one of the first things I always suggest with my clients is start to incorporate more fruits, but always try to keep them by themselves. Don't combine them with cooked foods. Don't combine fruits with anything because that will slow down and sometimes even cause more of a detriment as far as bloating, gas, or whatever, because it combines with other foods and slows down the whole digestion process. Always try to eat fruits separate by themselves and ideally make that your first meal of the day. Just one type of fruit as much as you want and then just kind of give your body a break.
Very true. Walk us through your morning regimen, your morning routine. How do you start your day?
I'm a huge believer in intermittent fasting. That's what a lot of people call it now. I like to call it intermittent feeding because it's not, you know, an extended fast. It's just more time-restricted feeding. So usually I never eat before noon, and I often try to cut it off by 8 p.m. and have an 8-hour feeding window, if you will. That's one thing that I would encourage your listeners to do as well. Have a restricted time feeding window. So in my world, there is nothing called breakfast, not early morning anyway. Uh-huh. I do break my fast, but it's usually not till noon or later. And with the first thing you want to do is consume a mono fruit, meaning one type of fruit as much as you want, preferably a high water content fruit, you know, like melons, berries, pineapple, anything that you could put in a juicer mm-hmm. and could extract liquid from. So don't think like bananas or dates, anything that's dried up. Think more high water fruits, anything that you can liquefy. Start your day with a mono fruit and just kind of pace yourself throughout those, whatever your feeding window is. Now, I'm not going to sit here and preach like I'm the health god or something. I do love my cheat meals. So there are a couple very good vegan restaurants here in the Valley that I, you know, they have that vegan comfort food, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, don't make that the bulk of your nutritional profile, but it is there and available. The sugar, oil, salts, try to minimize those as much as you can because those do contribute to another array of health issues. But bad habits are hard to break, especially when you talk about something you've been raised and led to believe was the way to do things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to question it and be like, why are we eating this again? Why are we eating animal products?
Exactly.
And animal products contribute to what? Yeah. I want to see your viewers change, get healthy.
Yes.
We should challenge them to go 30 days, 21 days. Let's shorten it for them.
Okay.
21 days. Can you guys make a pledge? Go 21 days, no animal products. Let's start with the dietary aspect of it. Then we'll, you know, it always kicks in anyway, the environmental and animal. So
you're dropping a lot of gems today.
Oh, they ain't ready for me, Jackie. They ain't ready for me.
I wish we had more time. But again,
I'm very accessible. Yeah. I told the people where to find me.
Yeah, they'll definitely find you and reach out. Let's start this challenge, and we'll see what we can put together
for that. Let's get it going. Yeah, I like that.
I like that, too. If you're listening right now and you're ready and you're interested to, you know, start a little vegan lifestyle, give yourself 21 days. You'll have all the help that you need. Like Will said, he's very accessible. You could find him at Will Tucker Fitness on his IG, on his Facebook. Will and his wife, Nadia, are so amazing. Shouts out to Nadia. She does the Zen Nights once a month in downtown Mesa. It's a big, huge vegan community event. All kinds of vendors out there and beautiful, beautiful things that they're doing together. You could find Zen Nights if you want to get more involved in the vegan community at Zen Nights on Instagram as well. You'll for sure catch me at Zen Nights in downtown Mesa. It's the last Friday of every month. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
All right. Thank you for having me.
The content and discussions provided in this interview are not intended and should not be constructed as medical advice, nor is the information a substitute for professional medical expertise or treatment. If you or any other person has a medical concern, you should consult your healthcare provider or seek other professional medical treatment. The opinions and views expressed in this interview have no relation to those of any academic, hospital, health practice, or other institution.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.